All right, thumbs up from Ken. How about another hand for Ken Glaster and Pat Canlin running sound for us all weekend, doing a fabulous job. Well, when the next round of bluegrass history books are written, they're going to say that the Northwest was the home of one of the finest guitarists in bluegrass, Chris Laquette. But being young and restless, he decided to wander out to the Big Apple and see what New York City had to offer, a guy who has been part of a twice Grammy-nominated bluegrass band, Dirty Kitchen. And he got into the scene out there and found some pickers. So when we decided to get Chris on the lineup, he said, hey, can I bring my friends out here to the festival? And, oh, by the way, I'm going to play mandolin in this band because I like the other guitarists. So hopefully all you Guitar Hero fans will have to deal with the fact that he's not holding a guitar. He is wearing a Ronnie James Dio t-shirt underneath that Paisley shirt, though. So, we're so happy to have him on the lineup. If this is normally your nap time, I'm sorry. You are out of luck. You're going to get a high-octane set of bluegrass for the next hour. Please welcome Chris Laquette and the Grass Messengers.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Come to Blue Waters, they said. You will play a set right after John Reichman and the Jaybirds, they said. It'll be fun, they said. That's not intimidating at all, playing right after your favorite mandolin player to ever grace planet Earth. Anyway, new time, here we go. Let's have some fun. Thank you.
Darling. Yeah.
player loose. Well, we're going to keep him on stage to do this, but we're going to let him render you one, which is something that I learned from a bunch of bluegrass bands back east and in the south. They always say, this guy's about to render a song, which is like rendering pork fat or something. A lot of talk about pork on this stage the last few days. Really great. At any rate, this guy I met at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival about 6 years ago, and my life has never been the same. In a good way, of course. Anyway, he's from the bluegrass capital of Long Island. This is Christian Apuzzo. Thank you, thank you. Might have been about 6 years ago when I wrote this one. Nice little bluegrass song you probably, I think you've heard before. It's called If I Still Had You. It's about a nice little Jersey girl.
I play with my bird.
He's from Bellevue. I'm from Renton, Washington. And the question that we always get, you guys all hang out in New York City, and you're all from all these places. There's bluegrass there? And, well, after that last song, I have to, I guess, say yes. Over here on the banjo, unfortunately, the words world-class and banjo picking don't always come together as much as they should, but this guy right here is up there with the best of them, and everybody says, Ellery who, until they hear him, and then they never forget who he is. So, he's one of my best friends in New York, and actually best friends in all the world now, and I've known him about 6 years, and we met in New York. He's originally from Pasadena, California, and now he's been exactly, that's right, is that Patrick? No? Okay, never mind. And now he's lived in the great bluegrass city of Queens, New York, where he's been there, a resident, for almost 20 years now. He doesn't look like he's 20 years old, but he's been in New York 20 years. That's what that city will do to you. So, right here, one of the world's great banjo pickers. We're going to do a jazz tune that he put on a record. But right now, this is Ellery Marshall on the 5-7. Okay, like I said, Ellery wrote this great, or made up a great album, recorded a great album, I don't know, 5-6 years ago now. It's how I found out about him. It's all Thelonious Monk, the great piano player, all Thelonious Monk jazz standards arranged for bluegrass band. And you think you hate it now, but wait till you hear it. Now you're bound to like this. This is In Walked Bud. Thank you. says the words, "Hey, I got an idea." It's always something good. That's what happened there. Check 1, 2. This mic's on. I'm about the verge of squealing on us, so if we can fix that here before the day's over, that'd be great. Yeah, speaking of good ideas, we were going from bar gig to bar gig. We're actually going to do a, I wonder. We're going bar gig to bar gig. I wonder where he is. We're just changing the set list on the fly here. We were going bar gig to bar gig, and the first gig we did had a free tab, and the second gig we did had a free tab. So all I'm saying is we had a lot of good ideas on the way from one gig to the other. And we were kind of talking about putting this band together as a way to kind of reclaim some of the bluegrass there around New York. Not to, like, take it away from anybody else, but just to, like, not a lot of three-part singing on a lot of those gigs. Not a lot of real, like, tight arrangements. So we thought, why don't we just kind of put together a classic old-school bluegrass band? Because if there's not enough of one thing in the world, it's old-school traditional bluegrass bands. Yeah. So we thought, why don't we go out there and do it? And we were on our way to a gig, and we thought, okay, well, we're doing this now, and we should name it. We should name the project. And we were kicking around some ideas. And Ellery said, he kind of laughs to himself. He said, "What's so funny?" He goes, "I got a name." So what's that? He says, "Heartbreaky and the Grass Messengers." Yeah. If you're a fan of jazz music, that's really freaking funny. That is so funny. Eller's a great jazz drummer and a great drummer, and there's an iconic musician named Art Blakey, and his band was the Jazz Messengers. So, Heartbreaky and the Grass Messengers. So anyway, that's what we're trying to do.
I like this.
Exactly. Well, one of the more famous bluegrass albums ever made, and I'm not joking, it's Flatten Scruggs at Carnegie Hall. So here's Carnegie Hall's in New York City. What about that? How about that?
Yes,
anyway,
sir.
Here's a song off that record. Andrew, Carnegie Hall is in New York City. Named after a guy named Andrew. What do you think about that?
Left me. Well, I wonder where you are now.
back here, and yeah, I play here with my little other band. It used to be my band, Dirty Kitchen, and now it's that other band. And we played here, yeah, a handful of years ago, and going way back to the Northern Departure days. That was another good era. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate that. I remember those days. I was there when. Yeah, so a lot of great memories here. Great to see some friends. Brian's here. Hey, Brian, what's up? Good to see you. That's right. All of you guys are now our friends, so good to see you guys. Mom's here. Where's Mom? Hey, Mom. That's okay, good. I brought the ringer in. That's right. But there's one friend missing. We miss this guy a lot. I remember Dave Hackwith, one of our best buddies ever. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Dave, man. I remember being, like, here in the grass, sitting under this stage, watching Prairie Flyer and soaking up every note and soaking up every harmony line and every song. And what a legendary band. And I'm so really happy that I get to go to the East Coast and be like, man, I listen to this band, Prairie Flyer. Who? Well, just you watch. Pull up some videos and blow everybody away. So, real beautiful place to play music. Some real beautiful people came from this zone, and it's good to be back. With Dave in mind, we thought we'd do a classic country song. I remember sitting around campfire with Steve Blanchard and Jim, Dave, and all we would do is just sing sad, depressing country songs. Each one sadder and more depressing than the last one. And we would play this line about, I don't know, somebody drinking themselves to death, and I'd play a solo, and I'd look up at Dave, and he's smiling away, playing. Oh, man. How great was that? How lucky am I to be able to have done that? So we'll play this song with those guys in mind. This is a Gram Parsons number called Sin City.
This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the pool.
together and we're going to rule the world and we're going to get together and rehearse and get real tight. So we got together about 4 times. We were excited. We had a gig booked. We were like, man, we're going to just be the next best thing. And then March of 2020 came around. Sit back down, guys. You're not ready. And so we waited a little while, and then we finally last year kind of got it back, rekindled the magic, and got back together and did this. So we're so young. We haven't quite made an album yet, but we're gonna make that happen. We got some songs to record, so keep an eye out for that. What are we on these days? We're on almost every social media platform except every one of them. Instagram. That's right. We're so hip, we have an Instagram page. So download that app, and you can follow one band, The Grass Messengers. Just type in The Grass Messengers, and you'll see us every Thursday on the old Instagram page there. And we'll let you know when that record comes out. But if you just have to spend some money to help get us back to the other side of the state tonight, feel free to come by and buy one of my albums, because I have some albums available. And I say albums, they're actually just on round pieces of plastic, so you'll never go without a coaster for the rest of your life. I'm actually really sad about streaming and all that, not because we don't get paid from, like, the phone services and stuff, but it's the fact that without CDs, we have nothing to put our beers on top of. It's terrible. It's terrible. So anyway, here's a, if you want to come say hi and buy a CD, I got some albums, so come on by. But here's a song we got from the Bluegrass Album Band all about chalking up another one. It's called Chalk Up Another One. One. Heart. For every life you break, you think you're so smart. I never even had the chance, now my life is lost. For you had your money, you don't care how much it costs. Chalk up another one, another broken heart. Chalk up another one, aren't you tore apart? You took me for a fool, my dear, how will I play? Tenor singer I've heard in my life. at least in the last 5 years. Christian Apuzzo on the sixth. This guy's, he's going places. Well, at least to Ballard. This is Andrew Knapp right here. And our fearless leader for the weekend, Mr. Chris Laquette. Well, we're gonna do the we're gonna make this guy sing real high. We're gonna do the ultimate bluegrass song. And the only reason we're going to do this is because we make a lot of money in the tip jar with this song. And we got so good at it, we thought, we might as well do it. The lyric is about Tennessee, but I'm pretty sure this is about the backside of the Cascade Mountains right here. See you next year, maybe. Well, we'll see you guys here at the festival. See ya.
What do you think? Y'all want one more? You look like it. Don't be shy now. Let's get them on back here. The Grass Messenger.
Thank you very much. That means a lot. Surely does. Surely does. Nothing. Thank you very much. That's right. I usually say spank you very much, but that's for the bar crowd. Well, we've had a marvelous time. We played a gig in Snohomish, which was our first gig that was not in a loud bar room. second gig was in Port Townsend, and then yesterday and today was the third official gig where this band could actually hear each other on stage. And really, really a treat. And I want to say thanks to Kevin and everybody here who helped put this festival on. You know, when he asked for myself and Nick Dumas to play, we were looking forward to that. Nick couldn't make it, unfortunately, and I said, I have an idea. And he said, I'll follow you off that cliff, and I really appreciate that. So like I said, we put this band together to really sing together, so we're going to do a trio harmony right here. Towards the end, here's a classic about sitting alone in the moonlight. It's called Sitting Alone in the Moonlight.
Great set that was. Yeah, we are so excited to have brought them out here for their kind of debut tour of the Northwest. Well, folks, we got one more act in our afternoon.